That was Janet Klein and her Parlor Boys, and the song is called Maui Chimes.
Fabulous.
Let me just see how I can close this program. Welcome
We're
to...
We're going to be a little... What episode is this? We have no show
You know, I don't know. 35 maybe, or 36, around somewhere there.
35 sounds good. We're going to go with 35 for the time being.
All right. So welcome to episode 35 of Skein After Skein podcast. And we are sounding a little bit different today because...
I'm trapped in a tunnel.
No, because we are in different locations. Same zip code, but different locations.
Yes. This is what the original plan was. Remember, originally we were going to record from our individual homes, and we're like, let's just do it together.
Yeah, and it sounds 1,000 times better when we do it together, and it's a lot more fun too. But the reason why is because we have just been both crazy busy with life. And we apologize to everybody because we have also been AWOL and completely neglected the Ravelry site. So sorry about that. We'll become more active again. We'll be there.
Yeah. I had some work stuff and just some personal stuff. Personal good stuff, but work, and actually work good stuff, but totally swamped at work. And then I just come home and I'm just like, And so, but Wednesday, things should get better. Stop hitting buttons. But things should get better.
Making
on
you
Wednesday.
Louder.
Because
there's a helicopter flying over my head right now. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can.
So is probably everybody else. Anyway.
So hopefully we'll get back and be more active. And next time I will be at Eve's house.
Yes. Well, we can hear the helicopters
like
better.
I feel like I'm commanding shit because I have my headset on. I can see myself. And that's the problem with this is I sit and I watch myself because I'm self-centered enough that I enjoy watching me.
I see you twice. For some reason, Skype pops up two of you. So, hello.
Everyone should see me twice. I'm dancing for her.
Everybody now. I've been listening, by the way, I've been listening to that song, Blurred Lines, all day today.
I
love that song. Such a good song.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
So, how are you? Other than busy?
I've been very busy, and I smell delicious.
Okay, and you smell delicious. Why?
Because I was up on a boy that smelled equally delicious, and his cologne rolled off on me. I was hungover slightly this morning, too, from drinking beer at some microbrewery, but yay, Coke, yeah. I don't even like beer, but we were all out at this brewery. I'm like, I'm going to drink a beer, and it was super strong, and like halfway through, I was like, why am I so buzzed?
Didn't know that beer is that strong.
That's the thing. I can drink like shots of Patron, like seven, like back to back, and I'm fine. I drink a microbrewery beer, and I'm like, hey, man, I love you, dude. You're the, oh, God. I remember I met this guy. I had been out on this party that some friends and I threw, and I met this guy, and we ended up going out, and he's like, he goes, do you drink? I'm like, really? I was like four shots of Patron when you walked in the door. I go, you didn't see me order a shot of Patron while we were talking? He goes, yeah, I saw you turn around. I go, yeah, I told him I want in on this round.
That's so funny.
I'm like, really? I was like, he was like, you can hold your liquor. I'm like, shit, yeah, I can. But it was something about that beer last night. It was empty stomach and it was late after work. And I was like, hey, like, I love everybody.
Talking of drinking, I called a friend in Austria. She's so much fun. That person is just so much fun. And she used to be a bartender, but then she gave that up, luckily. But I called her, and as she was picking up the phone, I can hear the background noise, and I can hear her last words to the waiter, bring me another wine. You know, so I'm like, wow, some things have just never changed.
Never changed.
All right. That was very funny.
Hey. Wine buddies are good buddies.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So they drink all your wine. You're like, get out my house.
Right. All right, do we have absolutely no show notes, totally unprepared. Do we have anything to say about the other balls? I wanted to look this up today. How's my team doing?
Your team is fucking sucking it.
Did they lose again?
They are 0-4. They have not won a game yet.
Wow. Who did they lose against now?
Oh, I don't even remember, but here it's so bad. So I watched the pregame show on the NFL Network, and it's like five or six guys, and they vote. They take a vote on who they think is going to win for each game. And for the Giants game, they're like, oh, no, I'm not taking the Giants. He goes, they're bad up front. They're bad in the back. They're just bad all around. And no one thought they would go 0-4. So tomorrow they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're 1-3, so they're barely better. But they're calling it the Desperation Bowl.
Who did the Giants lose against in the last game?
The Giants lose against? I'll look it up. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was bad. They only put up one touchdown. It was really bad.
Somebody, when I said in the group, I don't know if you saw it in the Ravelry group, I said, maybe I'm the jinx because ever since I've become a fan, they have been losing. And somebody's like, can you please pick another team? Just other teams
in New
York.
Stay the hell away from my team. Because the Cowboys are barely hanging on, too.
Nope.
But yeah, tomorrow, again, they should win this game. Like, the Eagles have been struggling. It's kind of anyone's game, but there's no real reason. Like, they're calling it the Desperation Bowl because both teams are so desperate for a win. That game, the Raiders are playing San Diego. That'll be a really good game. There's a couple of good games, but I'm very interested to see how the Giants do against the Eagles and how the Eagles do in general, because I like Michael Vick, who's their quarterback. So,
do they have how many games did you say? Are there 15 games?
16 games.
So they have four lost. How many do you have to win to go to the playoffs?
You have to win your conference, so you just have to be better than everyone else in your conference. So if everyone in your conference sucks ass, you just have to suck ass a little less.
How many are in my conference?
There's four per conference.
Okay, so we're at the bottom right now, right?
Yes, you are. I mean, people like the effing Browns are doing well. Like, and no one saw, like, the Kansas City is just like, who can't, okay, to give you an idea, Kansas City had two wins last year. Two out of 16. They won two games.
Wow.
They're like 4-0. Everybody's like, what happened? We're like, when did they decide to get their shit together? But that's, like my dad said, he goes, that's the beauty of the NFL. I'm like, that's just crazy town. No one has time for that shit.
Wow.
But yeah, you need to get off your ass and get your shit together.
My team, not doing so well.
No. But, here's the thing. You have the statistics going against you, too. Like, I don't think there's ever been a team that started off 0-4 to ever go to the Super Bowl.
I read up on the Giants, and they had that before where they started off really, really poorly and then turned it around.
You lost to the Chiefs 31-7.
I don't know what that means.
You lost to a team that had two wins last year. Like, me and you could have beat them last year. Like, we could have kicked some ass and put some points up last year against the Chiefs.
It doesn't look very good for my team there. Oh, man.
Man. But we'll see. I'm going to a bridal expo tomorrow with a friend of mine.
Whoa.
And I have a fake wedding day. My fake wedding day is August 12th.
Next year?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my God. Did you know, totally off subject, and we'll start actually talking about Yarny stuff, did you know that, and you're European, so you might know this because apparently it's a European thing, that when you toast someone, you're supposed to make eye contact with them, otherwise you have 7 years of bad sex?
I did not know about, I know that you're supposed to have eye contact with them because that's actually what you do automatically when you hold up, but...
No, look and watch my glass so I make sure I don't miss, so I don't stand into you and break it. But this explains my sex life for the last 7 years.
Oh, stop. Then look people in the eye when you're toasting. I didn't know that.
All last night, every time we toast, we're like, we creep eye contact.
Yeah, open up the eyes.
Like glaring at one another.
That's funny. No, I did not know the superstition attached to it. So
yeah, I'm gonna stare people down next time. I'm like, look me in the face. Look me in the face.
Well, coming of, did you know? Do you know what's happening 80 days from now?
Don't say Christmas.
Christmas.
Shut up.
80 days. We could, like, go once around the world. before Christmas, but
oh my god, and like come back in time for Christmas, barely.
Right. I guess it doesn't take 80 days anymore to go around the world nowadays, but
I'm not prepared.
I know. The way this came up is I was looking through my Gmail account where I get all my blogs and all my crafty stuff, and there was one countdown, 80 days till Christmas, and then I took out a calculator. I calculated, I'm like, 365 minus 279, because they 279, I'm like, that's 87, they're wrong. And I'm like, no, it's 87 till New Year's, Christmas a week
before.
Yeah, 80 days. Are you, okay, let's bring this over to yarn. You have any yarn plans for Christmas gifts?
All right. Other than buy myself more yarn, no.
Are you going to make anything for anybody?
I actually may make my aunt some stuff she's been asking for. I am behind on the birthday gift that happened in August from my cousin's girlfriend. He wants me to make her a bag, like, for her birthday in August.
Hey, the bag could go into the cow.
And it will. But it's just a matter of me deciding on a yarn for that. But, Christmas, I like to give people, and this sounds horrible, but I like to give people gifts as I come across something that I think they'll like. Like, fuck it, if it's April, like, I came across this pair of shoes that I thought you would think were great, so I bought them for you. Merry fucking Christmas in April.
Right. I agree with you. I sort of hate to be pressured into gift giving on special things, you know? I mean, if I want to give you a gift, I'll give you a gift. I don't need to have a holiday attached to that.
And like I tell people, it's like, my hug to you is my gift. Congratulations, you get to be friends with me for another year. You know?
That's funny. But you know what that also means? If it's 80 days till Christmas, that means it's about, what, 30 days till we have to put up the scrubby swap rules.
Yes. And that means Ramadan should be coming up as Yom Kippur should be coming up soon. All my favorite holidays.
All right.
I need to find someone who is Middle Eastern that celebrates Ramadan, because I want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and have breakfast at their house.
And eat.
Yes, and then show up after sundown and eat some more.
They have the most amazing feasts at nighttime.
I know. That's why I want to do it. I had a friend that was from Morocco who was Muslim, and she was like, yeah. She goes, we go to IHOP at like 4 in the morning. I'm like, I don't want none of that shit. I want to go to your mother's house after.
Right.
When it gets dark, let's do this.
Well, coming back to yarn.
Are you making anything for Christmas?
No. Not that I know of. I don't know. I'm going to do my level 2 TKGA swatches by Christmas. That's it.
Yeah.
I need to get my obligations out of the way. I just don't want to have... Nah.
I think the only person I might knit for is going to be my aunt, because I know she really appreciates that kind of stuff.
And she likes her dishcloths, right?
She loves... Oh, she emails me shit on Facebook of stuff she wants made.
All right.
I already know what she wants. It's just a matter of me just picking one and doing it for her. She's like, these are really cute. I would like this in blue.
Nice. You know?
I'm like, that's good to know, I guess. And she calls it her list. She's like, just put it on my list.
So, what are we doing? Have you finished anything?
Because I've been sick. Did I mention that online that I've been sick? I've had sinusitis again.
We heard you coughing in the last episode a little bit, so.
Yeah, it didn't get better, and so I had to go back to the ENT and get put on a really strong antibiotic, which, you know, I had to on an antibiotic, a freaking super expensive nasal spray, and then I had to go start doing nasal rinses, which sounds horrible, and they are. I mean, because you sound like you're dying. But, like, it drains everything out, and it's made me feel a lot better. It's just taken me, energy-wise, with work and everything else, it's just taken me a lot longer to really recover from it. And the antibiotic was really strong, and it's kind of wiped me out. So, like, I don't know if you've been on antibiotics before, but it kills the good and the bad bacteria.
Right.
So I'm having issues in that respect, and I'm having a mucus buildup in my body. And so, like, now that I've been off, I started going back on probiotics to kind of counterbalance all that, and hopefully I should start feeling better. Yeah, I'm sure drinking beer yesterday didn't help, but...
Well, wait a minute. Doesn't beer have some something in there?
Well, the thing with, you're not supposed to drink alcohol when you're on antibiotics because it does lessen the effect. And even if the,
maybe
like,
that's
on,
why you felt the beer like so strongly. Eating all the pills and drinking the beer, good times.
Well, I stopped on Monday, but it's, antibiotics can stay up to your, in your body for 10 days. So, I, you know, but this one she said about 5 days. And so I was like, okay, it shouldn't be a problem. But it's just, I haven't had a drink in a minute because I haven't felt good. So it kind of hit me like a, it kind of felt me like a ton of bricks. So with that, I haven't been knitting or crocheting, but I have, and we'll get to this later, I have been on Ravelry as far as like on my phone looking at pictures like a crazy person at like 1 o'clock at night. And that, I don't answer stuff on like the boards or anything because it's just too hard on my phone.
Oh, on the phone, not on the computer.
Well, because if I'm on my phone and I try to comment, it's like,
right.
Shoes, socks, trees, boobs. I'm like, that's not what I type.
Right.
You know? But it's easy for me to look through the pictures at like 1 o'clock in the morning while I'm fighting going to bed. And I've just been looking at shit non.
Then I guess I'll be talking for a while because I actually got stuff finished. Like,
Here, let me do my whole yarny like accomplishment for the last 2 weeks. I've been working on my fucking shawl still.
Right on.
What's that one called? The Lee shawl? I mean, I've been chugging along, but it's like I said, I come home and I've been sick and exhausted. I've wanted to work on it. I just haven't. I hope to feel better this week, and I hope to kill it. I really do.
I finally blocked my Black Death shawl today. Thank you, Lisa, for the blocking wires.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Jill. Hello, Lisa.
Waving.
Jesus.
Okay.
So I finally blocked that shawl, and I finally took a picture of it and put it up, and I put it into the Epic Cal Cal, and I also finally took a picture of the sweater.
Yeah, I
wanted to take a really cool picture of me in the sweater with sunglasses and stuff, but I'm like, screw it, I'm just going to throw it on the floor and take a picture of it and whatever. The picture is up, it's in the Epic Cal Cal. So I did that. Then, well, okay, here we go. Here's the list. First off is a random washcloth. You know, let me change
the
light.
Oh, you were working on that the last time.
That's good. When we were at your house recording the last time, is it lighter now? Can you see?
Yeah.
Can
with
you
Bailey
see
puke
now?
On the floor.
Ooh. Okay. So, I made a random washcloth out of single crochet, you know, out of leftovers, nothing special. Then...
You gotta love a good washcloth, man.
Huh?
I said, you gotta love a good washcloth.
Yeah, this one's big. Then I made one washcloth, also random, in the gay flag colors.
Almost, it looks like the gay flag.
I don't know what to do with it now. I thought it's really pretty. I had the perfect color. See, I was like, oh, gay pride flag. So awesome. Washcloth. I just don't know what to do with it. I mean,
wash it with it.
I don't know, I want to give it to somebody who would appreciate the flags and hold them up with pride, I don't know.
Los Angeles, I'm sure you know someone who's gay. I'm sure at least one friend is gay.
I guess. So then, the other thing, my friend came over a few weeks ago, and I'm not going to mention any names because, well, anyways, nobody knows her on here, she's not a knitter. But she had hot flashes while she was here because she's going through that thing. So,
yeah, that sounds like fun.
Right? Oh my god, something to look forward to.
Okay.
So she's using ice packs to cool down, but the ice packs are horrible at night in bed because they're sticky and wet
that.
And blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, I'll make you an ice pack cozy. So I made one small one. Where's the camera? There's the camera.
I can see it. Yeah, it's in the middle.
Two.
Cute.
And three. Well, where is it?
Cute. Oh, that, I love that one with the granny square.
It has a granny square.
Because, everyone can't see them. She's crocheted. It looks like double crocheted mostly.
No,
these cute little like ice packs. They're not big. They're just a good size to hold.
They're
ice
about
eight
by five and 6 by 4 and something like that. And it's double crocheted in different. It's all cotton Karen Simply Soft. Not Karen Simply Soft. Lillian Sugar and Cream, and all leftovers. So she's going to get that. She's going to have these three ice packs. Then...
Damn, you've been crocheting up a storm, woman.
I did. Well, then I made this one. Can you see?
Yeah, what pattern is that?
It's hot pink.
Yes, it is.
Karen Simply Soft.
Of course
slouchy,
it is.
Very slouchy hat, beanie.
And,
it's not for me. It's actually, it's probably going to be too small on me. it's a chemo cap.
Okay, very cute.
So this is one of the patterns from Knots of Love, the organization. Even
so
though this
girl out there that's going to love that pink too.
Right, and it's hot pink and a slouchy styling for, you know. But it's going to go to Halos of Hope, and I'm going to submit that. There is the Podcasters Throwdown, where a bunch of podcast groups doing this competition on who can get the most hats, and we decided we're not going to participate, but I told the Naughty Girls I'd submit a hat on their behalf, so that's my contribution to Halos of Hope, whatever.
Cool.
And last but not least... is
shit, I want to take a page out of, oh my god,
I'm holding up the monkey. I finished the monkey. Her name is Lola.
Does she have on a bracelet?
Yeah, she's wearing her diamond ring. Her diamond bracelet.
Isn't it a tree ornament?
Yeah, it is. Her name is Lola. She was
Hi,
a showgirl. But check her out. In addition to that, I made her
a
red scarf.
She's huge.
She's gigantic. And if you have a scarf, you need...
a beanie.
A hat. With
oh
a pom-pom.
Oh my gosh, with a pom-pom. Oh, fuck. I love how I've, like, crocheted, like, 5 rows. And you made all this.
I've been busy in terms of crocheting because my situation was that I was really busy with stuff, but it was all stuff where I could actually crochet on the side. So I got, or knit, you know, so I got like this giant ass monkey, a hat, 3 cozies for ice packs, and 2 washcloths done in the last week and a half.
And a scarf and a beanie with a pom-pom for the effing sock monkey. That's huge.
For Lola. Is she going to go to work with you to a meeting?
Yes.
All right, I'll bring her, or you'll take her the next time.
And I'll just sit her in the chair next to me and be like, she's just here to find out what's going on with this project. She's here to X-nay all the stupid shit you people say.
So I think she's really cool. The pattern was from I think from the Patton's website. It's in my project, so if you're interested in this, it's fairly simple. A couple of changes, and I think I talked about it the last time on how I would do a couple of things differently. And
yeah.
I would certainly make the tail smaller because the tail is the same size as the arms, and it's just gigantic. But
the arms are a little big too. They look a little long.
Well, it's monkeys have usually their thing, you know, all the way down. Plus, they're supposed
to
hang.
That's the point. That's the point. I was thinking human terms. That is friggin' awesome.
So
I love her.
That's about it.
Ooh, you're breaking up.
Okay, hello? Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are. There you are.
If I put my hand in front of my face, then maybe you can hear me. Like that.
Lola was like spinning.
Right. So that's about it. That's all I've done.
Are you working on anything?
Yes. Another chemo hat. Right here. Karen Simply Soft got about 5 rows.
Yeah.
And I'm working on my swatches. We can talk about them today because I've actually done a couple more swatches on my level 2 master thing.
Before we talk about that, I just want to say...
No, we're done talking. That's it.
Oh. You're like, I've worked on it. Ta-da.
Yeah, I did a couple swatches. The end.
Well, I didn't buy anything since the last time I seen you because I've been at work. Where the hell did you go?
I'm turning on that light. It's blinding me.
Oh. I got my lap, my... group, I don't know. The September Two Crafty Girls shipment for my yarn is the fiber club that I'm in.
Oh, right.
The yarn club that I'm in. And she put a picture of the yarn up, and I'm going to show you the picture, and I hope you can see the color really well.
Oh, it's nice.
It's beautiful. It's orange and yellow and
blue
and
green.
Gray, black. It's absolutely gorgeous. And
so
she
what
put
was the picture?
That's the thing. She posted the yarn, but she didn't say. She goes, see if you can guess the what do you call it? The art. Painting of like it's the color scheme is really close to the kiss, but it's a little too yellow for the kiss. The kiss is a little bit more gold.
Right.
And this
Klimt,
is more vibrant yellow.
Yeah.
And so I was like, God, I wonder what this is. Dude, it's The Scream by Edward Munch.
Really?
Yes, and when you see, because they send a postcard of the picture, and my dad thought, he was like, holy shit. Even my dad, who does not knit or care about yarn, he was like, she's dead on. I mean,
that's right, because it's just the person that is dark, but the background has all these things going on.
And then the person that's screaming is like yellow and orange. I mean, he looked at it, he was like, damn, she killed that. He was like, she did a good job. I was like, I love it. So I spent so much time trying to figure out what I'm going to make with this that's not going to look crazy because all the colors. I mean, look at how deep it gets
right
there.
How much yardage is it?
400.
Shawl?
But see, I was afraid that it would be crazy in a shawl. And yeah, it's 400. It's merino and nylon. It's her, what do you call this? Her strong sock base. But it's so colorful. And it's look at the change in that right there, dude. Like,
it would be too nice to make socks out of it.
Oh, don't say that. I had settled on the vanilla latte socks.
Did you really? But you can't wear them.
Shawl out of it?
I don't know. No, make the socks if you want to do the socks. Just don't wear them. Because the problem with socks is if you wear them, they actually get worn out, you know, and then you're going to lose it. But if you
I thought about a couple of shawls that I'm sorry, I'm like holding it in front of the camera because I'm looking at it. I thought about a couple of shawls that I thought would look, it'd even be cool with this. I'm like, streaks is going to be outrageous, but there's a couple shawls that are like lacy and then solid and then you have to go back. I'm thinking maybe that'll break it up. There's the Ashlight, I believe it's called, shawl. I'll send you the spelling because it's a crazy spelling. That one is like solid and it has this
We have to do notes on this podcast too,
yeah.
Right?
Great. Oh my gosh, but I've been looking, I'm like, do I do a lace shawl? Do I do a solid shawl? Like, because I'm so glad I'm in this group. And before we logged on, I actually put my name in the lottery for the next group coming up. Because, this one, so pretty.
That's
wish the
beautiful.
Camera was catching better. This one is, what is this one from? Mona Lisa.
Right. I remember that.
All of these, like, I want to make them. Oh, this one is this blue one, the blue and white one.
Well, you know what you can do is wait a little bit, which you have clearly done with these older ones, and see what other people make with them, and see how their stuff comes out, you know?
They have threads for the eyes, the finished objects for each one of the colorways. So I'm working on an old colorway that I didn't get into because they released them 6 months later. And I bought the ducky when they were doing the
right.
John Hughes music.
Remember that?
And that's what the socks are made out of. But I got it done instead of on the base they did for the club. I got it done on her, the one that has cashmere in it. So they're super soft. I'm like, yay, I love this color and yay, freaking cashmere. But I've been in love. Like, I just come in here sometimes before I go to work and just look at it.
Whatever makes you happy, you know?
Yeah, but I've been debating. I was like, I got to ask Eve. And I was like, I'm not going to see her, so I got to show it to her. But I got to say, you know me, I'm trying to work through my FOs, my UFOs. So
I looked at mine today, and I have about 8 open projects, and about 6 of them I haven't even started yet, so I'm pretty good.
I think, how many do I have? Because I have it open. I think I have... If you get a chance, look at the Vanilla Latte Socks by Virginia Rose Jeans. Like, I think it has enough. It's a tiny, tiny, it's a free, download. And it just has a tiny pattern. It's just an interesting kind of ribbing. But I thought, oh, this would be good for, you know, really
one
bright
of those
socks.
Crazy. The thing is, if you use that really nice yarn for socks, I think it's really cool. But the problem is that if you wear them, they'll wear out.
I know. But I have, as far as whips are concerned, I have my Elise shawl. I have 2 blankets. a pair of socks and that metallurgy that's just difficult. And that's it. Like, I'm slowly, slowly getting this shit down. I want to finish these blankets now that it's starting to get cold at night. Well, it's been freaking hot all year at night. But it's going to eventually, I mean, it's freaking October. It's have to cool down eventually, you know?
Thank God. It's a heat wave this weekend, but then it's going to cool down.
I know. Here's the thing. They finally put my lawn in, so I have manure in the front and the back. Yeah, the sprinklers are up, the seeds have been planted, but the manure and the heat and all the water.
Garden party. Probably.
It literally smells like shit at my house because I have manure down. There's freaking bugs. I'm like, oh, this is so sexy. I'm so glad my friend didn't come over. I have to smell all that when he came over last week.
The friend that the dingo ate his baby.
The dingo ate his baby?
That's so funny. I actually, after Lisa said that... Oh, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you. Okay. After Lisa said that in the last episode, I was actually online and looking up the link and read up on that whole case. It was actually quite a horrible case over there in Australia.
It was horrible, yeah.
But funny. I mean, the Seinfeld thing was funny. Anyways, talking of it being October, we are completely, absolutely, horribly delinquent on the sewing.
Oh, so delinquent. Like, such an understatement.
Actually, I'm worse than you because I haven't even finished the bags yet. I wanted to finish them today so I could say today, and I finished the bags. I have 5 piles of knitting here, but I also finished the bags, but I just didn't have time.
I just didn't like the way those pajamas came out, so I didn't hem them or put the elastic in because they were like, as big as they were like riding up funny in the front. And then I turned them around, they were still riding. I'm like, my ass ain't that big, you know? Like, I'm not a size 2, but shit, I should be able to make a pair of pajamas.
Yeah.
I refuse to be defeated.
Right.
I will make pajamas. But I have a suggestion. We should have talked about this earlier. Instead of our original idea for this month, my idea is pot holders.
Oh, to sew pot holders? I had another idea for October as well, which was, and I liked pot holders because pot holders is fairly easy in a smaller project. I was thinking we should do a challenge, and maybe we can do that in November.
Can you pause for a second, please?
Sure, hold on. Pause. All right, continue. We're back.
All right. Sorry, I had a little freak out moment.
So what I was thinking, what my idea was for a challenge, and it doesn't have to be October, it could be any month, take one fat quarter and show us what you can do with that.
I'm a big fan of this idea. Like, do we want to do that now, or do we want to do an apron, or do we want to, like, put it up for a poll?
I think we should hold off on the apron and get back in the spirit. And the whole enthusiasm for that whole sewing thing seems to have dropped a little bit. And I think in great part is our lack of participating in this.
Yeah.
We're putting out challenges and not doing that. I mean, so we need to get our butts in gear here. And then maybe
hey,
we can...
Hey, I made my bags, just the pajamas.
Right. But... let's do something small. Let's either do the pot holders or the free-for-all with a fat quarter.
Let's do pot holders.
Okay.
Here's my reason for pot holders. I want to do pot holders because it involves quilting.
Right.
It involves binding, which we haven't done, and using batting, some sort of batting.
Right. I saw some wonderful... Oh, are we giving a particular pot holder pattern or are we saying free-for-all pot holder, any pot holder?
I think we make some suggestions, but leave it open.
Okay. Because I saw some... There's this awesome denim pot holders on Pinterest floating around. I love those. I want to make those.
Is it me or is Pinterest just like crack?
No, it's not crack.
I mean, like, it's really bad. Like, I'm on the juice.
I'm like, I don't... the one thing I hate about Pinterest is that if I have already pinned something, I can pin something 20 times over and not notice. Because I'm pinning...
If you do it on your phone, it says, you've already pinned this.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't do it on my phone, but I'm... pretty much pinning like a quadrillion patterns, tutorials for backs. Any back tutorial I see, I'm pinning, you know.
Oh, I know, because I usually come right behind you and go, that's really cute. I'm going to pin that. Oh, look, he pinned this.
So I'm wondering how many duplicates I have in there already. Whatever.
Oh, I've pinned stuff, and then, like, you know, I go to pin it again. It's like, psh, you've already pinned this. I'm like, bitch, you can't tell me what to do. I'll pin it again.
That's funny.
You're not involved with me? Well, clearly you are, but, you know.
Yeah. So pop holders pop for
holder.
October.
And let it be said, you can use regular batting for this, but you can't use it on anything hardcore hot. There is a special batting for it, or you can use regular batting and face cloth.
Huh.
So you have a nice deep, because if you use regular batting, it gives it the thickness, but it doesn't really insulate.
What do you mean face cloth?
Like a face cloth. Like a normal
washcloth.
Mm-hmm.
Handmade? No.
If you feel a squirrely, yes. But yeah, so.
Oh, so I you love, can. Okay, so you. Okay, you put the washcloth in between the.
You batting and then put the washcloth around
over
that.
The batting.
Into a top and a bottom for the pot holder, and it holds the heat a tad bit better. But I believe there is pot holder. I told my father that we were recording.
Is he calling? I can't even hear the phone.
I have it on vibrate.
Okay. So we'll figure that out. We'll maybe, if anybody knows, we'll open the October sewing bee. And if anybody knows about the batting, the special batting for pot holders, then please let us know.
Yeah,
else
please.
We'll look it up. I have, actually, talking of looking it up, I have been stalking BB.
Jill should know, because remember she made that chicken pot holder?
Right.
Jill.
Hey, Jill. Hey,
hey,
Lisa.
Jill.
I've been stalking BBC website, because I'm like, where is episode 2? I mean, season 2? Where is that already? It's not there yet. There's no sign of it anywhere near. We only know
on
that there's going to be 6 episodes, and that's all we know.
England, hello.
Yeah, you people over there in Great Britain, please make some phone calls there to the BBC.
Yeah. Make the magic happen.
Do it. Make it happen.
I've been watching Project Runway. So good this season.
Really?
So
I've
good.
Only seen like episode 1 or 2. I've just not gotten into it.
Too many
TV shows out
you,
there.
This has been the best season ever. There's so many outfits that I want to lose 50 pounds to wear. It's my funny. Well, you know, they make it for those tiny girls.
Right.
But yeah, so in the last, like, you know, the episode they do before they go to Fashion Week.
Right.
Oh,
are we already that far in?
Yeah. It's about one more episode before the final, before they go to Fashion Week, and they, you know, when Tim Gunn goes to her house, it's one more in front of that, because something happened. Oh my God!
I have to, maybe, if I have time. It's hard, you know? Just too many shows out there.
Look, it's hard for me now, because Yes to the Dress is back on, making the team Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders is back on, you know, the important shit is back on TV.
When is Heart of Dixie coming back? I love that show. It's so corny.
I watched
and I
the first couple of episodes.
It.
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to hear
right.
When you can. And if I'm watching you, I'm like, is she done? Is she done? I can't get into that show. Like, I tried, but I was like, they set up the, you know, they're friends, but they're not together, but these two were together, and like, he secretly is all, I was like, God, like, I understand setting that stuff up, but they tried to set everything up in the first episode. I was like, this is just a lot.
Yeah, but it's a really good show. It's totally worth it. I mean, I don't know if it's even a good show. It's just one of those secret pleasures guilty pleasures where you're like, oh, I love that show. It's so bad, but I love it.
That's how I feel about Yes to the Dress, dude.
I'm a year and a half behind on General Hospital.
How? Whoa.
I know.
Whoa. How is Eve, the queen of GH, behind even more than like an hour.
Because there have been a lot of good shows over the last couple years.
But you're pretty addicted to General Hospital.
I know, like, but I have no more. And I'm like, okay, what if I just skip like that last year and a half? And but they have changed so much with all these other soaps being turned off. All these actors are coming over. So it's all of a sudden all these new characters. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Go to Wikipedia and look it up and see and get caught up.
I know, that's too much reading, Teal Deer.
Oh, Teal Deer.
It's all so hard, you know. First world problems.
Right, totally. Oh, the guy I'm dating, I smell like his cologne. Life is so tough, I'm sneezing.
That's funny. Well, I did, however, watch Doctor Who. I finally got it.
Oh, how is it?
This
Doctor, people freaking love that show, dude.
That whole Doctor Who cult, there's a few ins and outs you need to know, and thank God I have some geeks at work who explained this all to me. But I tried to watch...
Is there, like, time travel involved?
Oh, it's awesome. It's great.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun. But what it is, it started back in the 1960s, right? Mm-hmm. The show. So I was like, oh, I want to watch it. So I started with the first episode back in 1960, right? Whatever it was. I watched it. I was like, I can't handle this. I couldn't even watch a full episode because it was so horrible. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, we've outgrown the television making of the 60s, you know, by a lot. So I was like, nah, forget it. I can't do this. But then somebody told me, no, they had a reboot back in, I think it was 2004 or something, or like late 90s, early 2000s. Start with those. So I started with the reboot, with the first season of the reboot. I was like, oh, I like it. Now I sort of, it makes more sense, you know.
But I like 60s and 70s television. Like, I watch, there's some shows I watch that aren't even in color. Like,
I know, but that one where the special effects, I mean, even the original Star Trek series, the original Star Trek series, which I loved, even that now, sometimes when I see it, I was like, wow, you know, did you just have a microphone hanging into the screen, you know, type of thing? So,
hold on, my dad's saying he can hear me.
How can your dad hear you? Is he in the next room?
He says, if you want to talk, call me, I can hear you. How can you hear me?
Is he in the next room, maybe?
No, he's saying it's weird because it's not...
Is your phone... Are you broadcasting both to me and to the phone? Is your phone on?
Yeah, I mean, but it doesn't show him on the line.
Are you using the headset that belongs to the telephone normally?
Nope.
Weird. Strange. Well... Okay. Well, do we have...
I was so baffled.
ghosts in the machine. Do we have anything else to say since we were completely unprepared and not expecting this to be an extremely long episode and have no notes or plan here?
I will make this comment about Doctor Who.
Yes.
Those damn scarves that everyone makes.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Like, those things are miles and miles of freaking garter stitch.
You know how that worked with that scarf? What was the whole story behind it, right?
Oh, he says those texts were not for me.
What?
My dad said those... I don't even want to know what that's about.
Okay. So what happens is on Doctor Who that the Doctor, there's whatever, it's part of the storyline, is that he regenerates.
Wait, you have to understand, wait, hold on, before you go on, the reason why I was panicking, I'm like, holy shit, my dad can hear me. What the hell have I said in the last 5 minutes? That's why I was panicking a little bit there. I'm like, hold on, I need to know what's going on.
That's funny. Like,
did I say anything dirty? Because he doesn't
know that. You were fine. The last 5 minutes, at least.
That's why I was kind of paranoid there, people. Sorry.
So, with the Doctor Who, what happened is, there's part of the storyline, the Doctor can regenerate, and that means they're just switching the actor who plays the Doctor, right? So there's so many Doctor, and each Doctor has some special trademark or thing. Like one has the white sneakers, the other one has a leather jacket, and there's one that always wears a bow tie, you know. So there's so one of them, and I think it was one of the early 60s or 70s shows, one of the doctors, they said, okay, we need this doctor's special thing. Is going to be, he's going to wear a scarf all the time, right? So they bought all this different yarn, and they gave it to the woman and said, can you please knit a scarf, right? So,
right.
And they meant just make us to pick one of the yarns and knit a scarf. So she took all of the yarns, and she thought they just want a scarf out all of this yarn. So she made this gigantic scarf, and that's the trademark. And they were like, okay, we'll keep it, you know. And that's how
and
that came about.
And the thing, it changes per episode. And there's a website that documents what each episode's scarves look like. The colors are in different orders.
Are they?
And you can, yeah, you can go, like, and, like the color and the width of the stripe changes depending on the episode. I mean, not the episode, but the season.
Oh.
And so there's a website that has figured out
the colors.
Like, how many stripes are this, how many stripes are that, for this season. So I'm like,
I'm completely,
this is why I love geeks, dude, because we're freaking hardcore about our shit.
And they probably have an Excel spreadsheet on this. I'm completely fascinated,
yes,
by this, you know. They have all this... the stuff, and now I know what it all means, you know.
What is the TARDIS, like this TARDIS blue, like
the
what's
TARDIS
that about?
The TARDIS is that he time
the
travels,
phone booth, right?
He travels through time and space, and it's this old British phone box, police box,
blue.
Sorry, police box, and it's blue. And when you go inside, it's not just a small box, but it's this giant spaceship, you know, so that's the TARDIS.
I was at Joanne's like a couple months ago. And I saw a lady, she had a blue, like, because there was a couple of places that make that blue, where I was just trying to match that blue. And she had on a hand-knit, hand-crocheted, I don't remember, bag, and it had TARDIS on it, and something else. And I looked at her, I go, Doctor Who! And she was like, yeah! And she turned to her husband, she was like, see? He's like, oh my god, people know what it is. I'm like, I didn't say this, but I was like, I don't even watch the show and I know what TARDIS blue is.
That's
you
funny.
Know, I totally recognized it.
And
like,
you know
that's so cool.
What makes me wonder after you say that is how many guys are into this. I wonder if there's girls more into this than guys, because my husband has very little interest in it. He's like, yeah, that's stupid, whatever, you know.
I don't know, but like, I was reading the article about, you know, the sweater curse, how you're not supposed to make your boyfriend or your fiance like a sweater before you get married because they freak out because men. And this one lady was like, yeah, you know, me and my boyfriend, we had talked about, he really wanted a Doctor Who scarf, and like he picked out the one he wanted and all the colors. And it was, I mean, it was literally, he had it on and one end touched the ground, came all the way up, wrapped around his neck a couple of times, and went all the way down. I mean, because it's really long. And she was like, we laughed about the sweater curse and how we were so solid and it wouldn't happen to us. And plus, it was just a scarf. And like, she made it and they fucking broke up.
No, that's too bad.
She goes, luckily, we're still friends. She goes, but yeah, no.
Well, at least
like,
you know what?
Him with that scarf.
Even if they're broken up, this is at least a gift to somebody who appreciates it.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not like you just gave it to him and you're like, oh, very nice, thank you.
Oh no,
and,
she
you know.
Had she actually posted a picture of him like totally dressed up like whoever that guy is and like with the scarf on, like grinning ear from to freaking ear. You know, like he totally appreciated it. She goes, we would just sit back and laugh. That would never happen to us. And as soon as you say that shit,
aww, that's too bad. Oh, by the way, when you say he picked his own colors, did I tell you the story about the monkey that I saw on Ravelry?
Yes, so cute with the little boy that picked his.
Yeah, did I tell that on the last podcast or something? I don't remember.
No, you showed it to me after.
It was so cute. There was one woman, the little kid wanted a sock monkey, and it was really expensive in the shop that they were, so the mother said, you'll go and pick your own colors, you know. So they go to the store, and he picks a whole bunch of colors, and then they come home, and he draws exactly. So she draws a sketch of the monkey, and he filled in the colors, what color. And then she made him the sock monkey in those colors. I think that was so sweet. I mean, that was really cool.
That was, like, such I love moms like that. It's just like, you know,
that's a
my kid wanted this,
special.
So I drank it out.
Sock monkey.
Yeah.
Like,
she could have just made him a sock monkey, but the fact that she took his drawing and replicated that made it really sweet.
Right,
really
the colors. He picked them and stuff. And she said there was like they went to the store, picked the colors, then they came home and he drew them in. But then he found added a couple of colors that were not in there. She's like, oh, thank God I had some leftovers, you know. So
yeah, that was really sweet. I'm like, I want a rainbow flag type sock muggy.
Right.
I want to make a Rebecca Danger.
Oh, monster. One of her monsters. Me too. They're so cool.
I have a pattern. I might buy the book. Because I have freaking four friends and my favorite bloggers are pregnant. Young House Love, she's pregnant with her second baby.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, just announced it earlier this week. And so I'm like, I have to make them something.
That's nice.
As a different crocheter, like your knee jerk is, I know them, which I don't. But I must make them something. But
You know what? If you send them something, let me know. Maybe I'll throw in something too.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to get bombarded with stuff. But I totally want to make them something small. My friend Corey's pregnant. One of the girls, I have four girls at work. Well, technically three girls and one of the guys, his wife, and his girlfriend's pregnant. And then one guy just had his baby on Monday.
Oh, wow. Good for them. So you have a lot of knitting there to do for that kind of thing, right?
I don't think I'm going to knit most of them anything because there's a couple of people that may get Corey. My friend Corey will probably get something knitted, but the rest of them, I'll probably sew them blankets.
Ah, okay. Oh, sweet. Downtown LA, they have the softest fabrics all cheap. Michael Levine, the other stores around.
I took my friend Trista to Michael Levine's, and she's not a big crafter, but her sister got pregnant. And it's her first, niece or nephew.
Uh-huh.
She was so excited. So she was like, I want to quilt something. She cranked out. This girl does not freaking sew. And she cranked out two freaking quilts. Well, a quilt and a blanket. But what she did was really cute. The first blanket was really simple. She didn't want to do anything too, you know, over the top. So she took a lightweight flannel and a lightweight cotton, and the cotton had like little animals on it, and it was like white, blue, and green. And then the flannel was white with the same color polka dots that the animals were in.
Mm-hmm.
And she sewed them back to back, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna like that. And it came out so freaking cute. I'm like, that's kind of disgustingly cute. Like, we were walking around Joanne's, and I kept, like, shaking it out and looking at it. I'm like, wow, that's really cute. I'm going to steal that idea for people who I kind of like that are having babies.
Right.
And then she did another one where she took two pieces of fabric. She did it was green on one side, gray on the other, and did either an orange trim or a green trim to match her sister's colors. And then she just kind of did zigzag lines like across it to do the quilting. And it was when she goes, my lines look like I was drunk. I was like, my lines look like I was drunk.
That's how it's supposed to look on quilting, right?
I'm like, your sister is going to love it. It's her first baby. You handmade her two blankets, and you're not really a sewer.
That's nice.
She's like, she has a basic machine. It has like 9 stitches, you know, and she's like, your sister's going to love it. She's going to love it.
That's really sweet of her.
I'm going to make that, but I'm going to make the same ones that she did for my friends that are pregnant and having babies.
Okay. But then, are you going to get the monster spoke anyways?
I might make monsters for a couple of them that I think that will appreciate it, you know?
I saw I thought that was somebody posted in, and I'm sorry because I'm so bad with the names, but somebody posted in our sewing thread, and I talked to her a little bit about it. She made, you know, we have that sew what are you up to thread for random sewing projects, and she made something called the Sorgen Monster, which is a Sorgen, which means it's German for worry monster. And it was a monster. It was sewn, and it had a zipper as a mouth. And so what the thing here is, you write your worries down on a piece of paper, and you stuff them into the mouth of the monster, and then you close it, and the monster eats them overnight, you know? And I thought it was the cutest thing, and they're adorable. They're in the So What Are You Up To thread. Absolutely cute. And I'm sorry, I can't remember offhand who the Ravelry name of the person who made it. But
no, I have to see this. I have Ravelry up. Hold on, because that sounds like I could totally use that.
I mean, I don't know if that's good for babies, but I think it's really great for like some 3, 4, 5 year olds who actually have something to worry about. A baby doesn't really worry much, I assume.
But
I hope
not.
Or if it does, I don't think it's able to write it down. That would be something.
We're conveying the issue. It's like, look, you know, this baby food you're feeding me here. It's driving me a little crazy. Who did the embroidery? So cute. Daisy girl.
Are you on Ravelry right now?
Yes. Totally over how cute she is. Blah. look, until you make me something, I'm angry with you.
That's so funny. I am bringing up Ravelry as well. Skin after skin.
We have some really super sewing-tacular people in our group.
I know.
Ooh, people are making a box bag.
Okay,
it's on Madame Marble. And
I know. Amazing. But it's on page 5 of that So What Are You Up To thread. The second post, number 102.
Right. So, people should sew this stuff. How about that? Not that either one of us can't sew. It's like we totally know how to sew. Oh my gosh.
Them? So they're Sorgenfresser, sorry, not Sorgenmonster, Sorgenfresser. Sorgen means worry and fresser means to eat, so or feed. So it's the worry eaters. And
she's in Bavaria?
Yeah, and she made that all, I love that she made it all out of recycled stuff.
So cute, totally need one because I stuffed that sucker crazy.
Ekaterine for Love is her Ravelry name. And and I feel so bad because she made this really cool sweater, but it doesn't have sleeves for the Epic Cowcow, so it can't count in there.
We have that conversation. We finally had to decide it has to, because multiple people have asked us about that. Like, it has to have sleeves. Cap sleeves, short sleeves, bracelet sleeves. At some point,
three-quarter sleeve, something hanging down. So I feel so bad to say no, but we have to set the line somewhere.
I love post 108.
108?
Yes. The box bag. I love you people. I love a box bag.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That was Lizard Babies. She made this beautiful yellow flowered box bag. And there was somebody else who just recently made
the
box bag.
The Cat in the Hat! The Cat in the Hat!
Why don't you look? Oh, the bag, right. Ganachi. So cool.
Oh, Green Ace and Ham. Sorry.
She said that was all leftover fabric. You haven't been on there in a long time.
I'm telling you, it's hard for me to get on. Like, the only time I get on my computer once I leave work is on my phone. It's just hard to go through this
okay.
stuff sometimes.
Then scroll down further and see what our friend Adam Yokel made.
You know what, Adam? You're kind of an overachiever.
Isn't your team? He's one of yours. Overachiever. Isn't that amazing, that quilt?
No, I don't have
time. And he's
we'll
giving it as a gift.
What? Is he drunk?
for to Aerolith, who's also participating in the Epic Cowcow. So,
Adam, hey, how you doing?
Right. Okay, and then go down. Post number 124. Lizard Babies, other boxy bags with the Halloween fabric.
Where's Star Trek fabric? Oh, I've seen that. That's dope. I've seen that. I love this quilt.
It's amazing, right? Okay, for those of you, we're on the So What Are You Up To thread in the group on page 5, I believe we're on. Just
and
randomly.
Adam's post 119. I'm sure this is poor podcaster etiquette, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, then afterwards we'll tell you what we talked about. No, I think it wasn't that.
Oh, she made more. Ooh. Sorry, I get excited.
So people have been busy. It's just us who are the slackers in the sewing department.
I haven't sewn anything in a couple weeks. I've barely crocheted. Our group is so talented.
Right.
Okay, everyone come to my house. I'm getting a new backyard put in. We'll barbecue. We'll all barbecue. And then we'll bring their sewing machines, their knitting and crocheting.
Right.
We'll drink wine because I'm a wino, and it'll be great.
Good fun, good times.
Everyone will get to meet Bailey. Oh, look at the little kimono. So cute.
Oh, are you going backwards in the thread?
Yeah. I love Daisy Girl's work. Like, her embroidery is super cute.
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff in here.
Our group is so talented. We have the most creative. We have the most well-rounded creative group. Because not only do we freaking knit and crochet, we sew. And we're all kind of potty mouth, so therefore I love all of us.
Did you see that quilt in page... what is this? Page 4. Page 4?
Yes. Oh, that's why I said the one with the cats.
The one with the cats. That's crazy. I couldn't do that. That's too much. That's way above my level.
How my cats would look. Yeah. It would be all kind of janky. It would be so bad.
My cats would look like dogs after I'm through with this.
Oh my gosh, you people are too talented. I can't stand any of you.
Anyhow.
I'm so jealous. I'm like, ugh, I don't like anyone.
No, it's the good jealous because it's really cool stuff you guys make. I wish I could do it too. But, well, if I would actually go and sit behind the sewing machine and attempt to do something.
And then, let's not talk about Lady Bird, okay? And her new pants that were adorable. Gosh.
Yes, oh my god. Just follow the Lady Bird blog. And I will write down all these things when I listen to this.
I know you're listening, because you're our home biscuit. Dude, you heard the businessman. I'm back to that quilt. Just, everyone go look at that quilt. It is freaking...
Oh, you're back on the Adam quilt?
Yes, because I'm mad at him.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's just like my pinwheels. Look at the... Okay, Adam, I'm going to send you my unfinished quilt. If you could fix that and make it awesome, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you, heart.
I love it that it has the black frame because it brings the colors all together, you know. And there's black throughout, you know. It's really cool.
It's that perfect Starburst quilting that he did that's making me like hate. Ugh, whatever.
Haters hate.
My eyes because I'm bitter and jealous.
That's gorgeous.
That's gorgeous.
Anyhow.
Please write in and tell us how long that took you, please.
Yes, that would be interesting. How long did it take you to make that? And the
correct answer is 4 years, and that will make me feel better.
That's funny. All right. Our very short episode here is at 1 hour and 3 minutes. So.
Whole concept of short episode.
Right. So I think we'll come to an end here. We will be back in a couple of weeks.
Sorry, we started this. We're like, hopefully we'll make it to an hour. Like, we'll never have enough to fill up an hour. Oh my God. Really? Cause we only like email each other like nonstop. You don't think we can talk for a friggin' hour? And we talk for a half hour before we start recording.
And sorry about the sound being a little bit off today. I'll try to run it through some whatever machine here and make it a little bit better. And also sorry about us being AWOL in the group. We will be better. Yeah. What did we decided on potholder for the October sewing bee. And I've got to catch up on the sewing bee.
I don't know. I'm angry at pajamas right now, but I'm going to make pajamas because I still have some flannel left over from another piece that
if the pajamas are holding you up, skip ahead and make the pot holder first, and then go back to the just make it, you know, and then go back to the pajamas, or not skip them or whatever, you know.
Holders, now that would be a cute gift, especially for people like that appreciate that kind of thing. But like, I made you put a set of pot holders for Christmas.
80 bitches. Days till Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Ain't nobody got time for your logic.
That's so funny.
That's ridiculous. I want a pony.
A pony. I cannot find the outgoing music that we had before. Albums. There we go.
And what else do I want? What else? I want a pony. I want an island. I want an Audi TT.
A what?
An Audi.
Oh, okay.
The DT, preferably in blue. Thank you.
All right, anything else?
Yes, did I tell you what I told Santa Claus last year?
What? Yeah, I think you did. I just don't remember.
I was in the mall and I saw Santa. Like, it was the first day Santa was there. I was like, hey, Santa, I want a new job, an Audi, and a husband. And he looked at me, he goes, I can do one out of the three. I go, I'll take the Audi.
That's funny.
But I'm back on my one-husband trip.
Well,
I'm dating.
Write it down, and we will maybe, who knows, maybe Santa Claus will listen. Anyways, let's not talk about Santa Claus. We still got 80 days. That's, you know, 3 months. Oh, my God, that's less than 3 months.
I went to Target and saw Christmas shit behind the Halloween shit. I'm like, I was like, oh, they're just getting really ahead. No, it's just 80 days away.
Right. But you know what? Those places, I went to a Big Lot or one of those big old thing places, cheapy places.
Oh, they got Valentine's shit up now.
They had Christmas stuff up in August. You know, I'm like, really? That's a bit early. You know, it's just crazy.
I mean, you haven't hit Thanksgiving. You haven't hit
Halloween.
Halloween. But gosh.
Yeah.
Your Christmas, slow the hell up.
All right. Alrighty.
All right, everyone. Have a great week. Great 2 weeks.
We will talk to you soon. And we will definitely... Sorry?
Then we'll get back on the board because things should slow down a little bit for us this week.
Right. We will be seeing you online. So here we go. Some more Janet Klein and her Parlor Boys.
Bye, y'all. Oh, we always dance.
Even online through the camera.
Have a great 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.